As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, Pilgrim. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, April the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Why not? Why not? A few hard facts. And workable solutions. Well, you can find them where you can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, of all things, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. And join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can also call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost, like become vocal local host, at centurytel1l.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, E-X-E. T-E-R, Missouri, the Big Mo, M-O, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live. We can talk about different ways you can listen to this broadcast. They're out there. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number, again, remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Make a note of it. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals, again, building strength at newly acquired highs, poised for yet more gains. The IMF, Bretton Woods, too. We'll go back and discuss that a little bit. Visit with Georgie Porgy Soros. Green energy, nuclear scare. Yeah, it continues. The sue you, sue me blues. It's everywhere, especially in the financial sector. Back to basics, building the foundation for precinct-driven political activation. We'll go back in and discuss that today, possibly. Packing Uncle Sam's trunks is the main topic, of course. Trying to visualize greater freedom and less tyranny ahead. What are we going to put in Uncle Sam's trunk to send him packing? Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much more. Let's go back into our market report again. Once again, every day in the morning, we start out the broadcast this way. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up this morning, $7.10 at $1,460.80 an ounce. Silver up 41 cents at $40.52 an ounce. Platinum up 12 bucks at 1,783, and palladium up 11 at $771 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, relatively narrow band this morning, shaping up about 8 bucks, $1,455.20 for a low, $1,463.50 for a high. This is the sweet spot. If we can hang here for a week or thereabouts, I think we'll easily be able to drive higher in the days coming. The London Gold Fix this morning. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London, set the price of gold at $1,458, and it's been trading a little bit above that and a little bit below that all morning. Overnight, the SPDR gold shares trimmed off 0.91 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. And this morning, they claim to be holding 1,216.30 metric tons. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Wednesday, April the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, if you are listening on any of our AM or FM affiliates and you don't have an internet-connected computer, we always give a little bit of a market report in the first segment of each morning's broadcast. You can, by any way, any means whatsoever, get out there and get to becomevocallocal.com. Of course, you can engage in our chat room discussion if you've got that access available to yourself. And if not, you know, you can always go by, stop by a library someplace in later in the day, catch these broadcasts on a replay, or download them and bring them home, listen to them over again. But if not, you know, if you're not listening online and you are listening on the radio, the terrestrial radio, just follow along, take notes. I generally cite my sites and sources, and you should be able to do just fine. Certainly, let's go back into our market report one more time. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That would be 1 hour ago. Gold was trading up $7.10 at $1,460.80 an ounce. That's quite a whopping number. Silver, likewise, up 41 cents at $40.52 an ounce. These are huge, huge moves in the precious metals over the last couple of years, and they're indicative of the decline in the purchasing power of your dinero, your dollars, okay? Your dollars are going down. Everything else is going up. There is a way, however, to preserve some of that purchasing power by getting out of the Federal Reserve notes and into these metals. It's about the only place that I know of, and there are many others that will back this up, it's just about the only place that I know of to be able to secure the blessings of all the hard work and all the money that you've set aside over the years as their purchasing power continues to dwindle. And that's why we focus on the market reports each morning to encourage you, do not be slack at this time. It's ask the people in South America how easy it is to wake up one morning and find out that the banks have all been closed and padlocked and your money is being devalued rapidly. Anyway, platinum this morning up 12 bucks at $1,783 a troy ounce, and palladium up 11 bucks at $771. No, I don't sell gold. There's lots of brokers out there, lots of people out there. I'm just bringing this to your attention, okay? But if you had taken advantage of this a year ago, this morning gold is at $1,460.80. 1 year ago, you would have made $305.40 on that gold purchase a year ago. All right, that's a 26.42% return on your investment. If you were to go into the bank today and borrow money, or if you were to go into the bank and put money on deposit, you'd be given a pittance. You'd be going backwards unless you're over 26.42% return on your investment per annum. You are going backwards. You are losing ground, okay? Anyway, the London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,458. The SPDR Gold Shares overnight, you can find out about them on their website, spdrgoldshares.com. Click on the U.S. flag there, and it'll take you to another page. And in that, you can have all the reading material that you want to find out about these people who is State Street. Who is Barclays Capital? State Street Global Advisors, Barclays Capital. What is the World Gold Council? What is an exchange-traded fund? All right. What are these little, you know, electronic digital type of gold investments there? Why did they set this up? What's it all about? All right. A very clever program going on here. I keep my eyes on it every single day. Look at their symbol, a spider on the corner of the web. A spider, and suck the blood right out of you. You have to be very careful. Look at the prospectus. Read it line by line, word by word. 11, 11 of 11. Something going to happen on that date? Maybe. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 118 at 12,264. The NASDAQ off 27 at 2745. The S&P 500 down 10 at 1,314. Crude oil this morning up 66 cents at $106.91 a barrel. Those are 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. So you take the $106.91 divided by 42, and it gives you an idea of what the base price is of the crude oil that's going to then be refined into gasoline, diesel fuel, and other distillates, okay? But as we're looking at gasoline and the price of gas and diesel going up, you know, look over there now. Reach over and touch your computer. That's plastic. That's oil. Most everything in your house these days is made out of plastic or some other kind of a derivative. We used to use micarta. That's a whole different story. We used to use other kinds of materials, too. Phenolic resins, some of the knobs on your old cookware and stuff like that. Those are resins. They last forever, honey. They don't just all of a sudden break like a little piece of plastic would. All right? So things have changed a lot. But crude oil, there's just about every application you can imagine. Nylons, you know. Everything in your life is made out of plastic, including those styrofoam cups. It's all oil and other chemicals. Anyway, continuing, the U.S. dollar index this morning off 9 basis points at 74.81. Will it go down to 71.18? That's what Robert Chapman thinks, and he's not an idiot. He's been at this for a long time. Will it go down to 71.18? We're getting closer and closer and closer. What happened to his projection about the 6,500 Dow? Will we ever get to a 6,500 points on the Dow? Maybe not. Maybe not. Anyway, foreign exchange rates this morning impacted by that downward move in the USDX. The Canadian loonie this morning goes up. When the U.S. dollar goes down, the foreign exchange goes up. What is about this foreign exchange stuff? If you've never gone back in and looked at the archives, got several emails yesterday. If you've never gone back into our archives bin, there you can find them all up on Oracle Broadcasting, very carefully indexed for you by the shows, by the months, and by the years. Go all the way back to the beginning, on Oracle here, and you can start looking at some of the stuff where we've gone in and laid out each and every part and piece that we discuss on this broadcast in the nth detail. And we talked all about foreign exchange back then. But if you're going to be out involved in interstate and international commerce, if you want to buy and sell internationally, even if you're just, you know, going to go get a suntan on the French Riviera, you're going to need to exchange your U.S. dollars for something. And rather than traveler's checks, a lot of people just prefer to go right to the currencies. All right. And if you do make an exchange this morning, the Canadian loonie is bumped up 46 basis points. And for every dollar of Canadian money that you want, it's going to cost you $1.04 U.S. The Mexican peso up 51 basis points this morning. Again, on the high side now, it's 9 cents a piece for Mexican pesos. So you fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro moves up 15 basis points. Now at $1.45. Look at that USDX at 74.81 and the euro at $1.45. When the euro first came out on the scene, the euro was running about 74 and the US dollar was running $1.45. It cost you $1.45 per euro. Now it's the other, it costs you $1.45 the other way. We've flipped. Okay, it's an inverse relationship. So now the euro commands more purchasing power. The British pound $1.63 this morning, and that Swiss franc $1.12. We'll be right back.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays
for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And I realize that not everybody's interested in following the economic news and even the daily news that I bring out. You know, sometimes we have a little bit more listenership in the second hour than to the first. But nevertheless, you know, all of these articles, and I got a pretty good email yesterday, and I tried to respond to it as intelligently as I could. But all of these articles and this, the financial information, they all go together to help us to understand, you know, what's going on in this great, you know, world that we live in. So that we don't make, you know, as they say, fools rush in, so that we don't make, you know, any errors at this time. We, quite frankly, can't make any errors. The globalists have made all of the errors that they are going to get away with. I think most of their systems are collapsing around them. It's like the little old lady that's got the hose down around her ankles, you know. They don't know what to do. A lot of these old pudding eaters, they're shooting blanks. They've been shooting blanks for a long time. And the young people that have come along today, some of the young legal minds, the Timmy Geithner type and that crowd, the whole 50-year-old crowd, they aren't up to the same caliber as the old farts were. And quite frankly, you know, I think Benjamin Bernanke, he's just not that sharp. They don't know what to do. They built this house of cards. They built this monster. And I don't think they really have any substantial answers to offer. So we just take the first segments of the broadcast, and we look at the news, see what's coming down, not from the standpoint of, like, let's say, police state news, but from the standpoint of what's happening coming out of Bloomberg, all right? This is New York City, Manhattan. This is the heartbeat of the planet. Like it or don't like it. Agree with me or disagree with me. And if you disagree with me, call in. Prove me wrong. Show me where I'm in error. I hate to walk in error. But nevertheless, you know, Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, is an important person. Not only is he Jewish, all right, and we've gone through the whole Gustavus Myers history of the great American fortunes and so on and so forth. Not only is he Jewish, but there are lots and lots and lots of powerful Jewish people that are influential, that live in, around, and pay attention to New York City. This is the old capital of this country. It's an exceedingly important place on the planet. You want to talk about ley lines and things like that? Well, baby, it's important. So I look right there, and I've been in New York City. I've walked in those towering skyscrapers down on the ground. And that place, well, I had a good, very good friend there that was a new professor teaching at NYU microbiology. And you don't get into teaching, you know, as a professor of microbiology if you're ignorant. Anyway, so... And this was back in the 70s, and a very young man, in his early 20s, all right? But one of the things that he remarked to me, because I was there carrying my guitar case, and I was thinking about, you know, getting jobs and working in New York City, is this is not like the West Coast, Will, he says to me. You know, in New York City, you've got so much competition, bud, that you better be on your A game every single day, or you are going to be in the breadlines. You're going to be sleeping in a dumpster. You bring the best you've got, or you can't compete. There's just too many people and not enough jobs to go around. So anyway, with all that behind us, let's go into the economy calendar today and see what we're looking at. We've got the mortgage bankers purchase apps that are coming out. We'll talk about that. Retail sales are out later this morning. Business inventories, the petroleum report will be out tomorrow. The PPI and the jobless claims. And on Friday, we'll look at the consumer price index and the Empire State Manufacturing Survey. But let's go into that Mortgage Bankers Association purchase applications. Why? Because when you want to buy land, you're going to have to first take the ride with the realtor, all right? That's where it all starts. And after the realtor takes you around and gives you the tour, and they're not going to give you much of a tour unless they're a real newbie at real estate. Yeah, and generally, when I was a realtor, I would give you three houses. And I would know, having talked with you and carefully done my homework, I would already know exactly which one of the three houses I was going to sell you, all right? You don't ride in my car for free. It's going to cost you some money. It's going to cost you big money. but I would have already figured out just which house I was going to sell you, all right? But I would show you three. And then once we get done with the little tour around, then we sit down at the kitchen counter, you know, stand up at the kitchen counter or sit down at the dining table or whatever, or go out to the car, and we write up a purchase and sale agreement, all right? And at that time, you're going to have to give me a check for a down payment and so on and so forth, and we're going to write up a purchase agreement. And then after we get that purchase agreement, then you're going to have to go out and get yourself a loan. Or you're going to have to go to the bank and get your check, one way or the other. And we're going to go to a closing office, and we're going to get everything all squared away, and we're going to get this process going. Because, quite frankly, as a realtor, I want my commission, and I want that check as soon as possible. Anyway, so the Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps is a part of that stream, all right? If you don't go in, if you don't have anybody come in into the bank to borrow money to take out mortgages, then it's a really good indication that there's not any mortgages being made. Here's the highlights for this morning. Purchase applications for mortgages fell back 4.7%. Now, see, that's almost 5% in the April 8th week to only partially reverse a 6.7% jump in the prior week. So you take the two together, and you can see that it's a little bit up in a two-week average. On refinancing, the Mortgage Bankers Association, which produces the report, has been warning that rates have moved too high to attract much interest from creditworthy borrowers. Now, this morning, the mortgage rate on the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage has moved up a little bit from 4.05% a month ago to 4.07% this morning, and the 30-year mortgage moves up from 4.81% to 4.87%. And what this EconoDay report is saying is that that interest rate may be too high to attract much interest from credit-worthy borrowers. Refinance applications fell 7.7%. So you've got two different lines of thinking going here, two different financial applications going here. One of the people are out there that are buying a first time. Maybe they're bringing all of their equity with them. Perhaps they've went in and they've bought a new house with a sale contingent on their old house. And so as soon as their old house sells, they'll have all the money they need to go forward into the new house, and so everything sits there on hold. Or they're going to refinance their house. Let's say they were getting foreclosed out of their house, and they need to refi, and so they'll go into the bank. But in either case, we've got the first part was the purchase of new properties, and then the second is refinance. And refinance applications fell 7.7% in the week to a two-month low. Now, a lot of people have heard about all of the fraud inside of the mortgage system and, wisely, are holding off on refinancing. They may find that if they do a mortgage forensic analysis, and we've got people in the wings that can do that. I don't, but they've been here on the network. Steve Skidmore, I believe it was. There are people that can do that for you, and you may find that whoever is claiming their power and the authority and the jurisdiction to foreclose your property, they may not be able to foreclose your property. They might not be able to produce the mortgage. They may be able to produce the note. If they don't have a note and a deed, they may not be able to foreclose you out of the house. A lot of people are starting to become aware of that, and so these refinance applications are falling off. And or people are just hanging in and retrenching. So anyhow, April may be getting off to a slow start, the article continues, but purchase applications did move higher in prior weeks, signaling improvement for March home sales data. Well, like I said, you can have an increase in purchase applications moving higher, but those loans may or may not close until the owner's prior home sells. So you're buying and selling contingent in a buyer's market. You're going to need to attract that buyer in order to make the deal close. Here's a little bit more. Retail sales. As expected, they say here, retail sales in March posted a strong gain. Well, we'll find out more about that right after this.
Are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so back again, into this article again off the Econoday website. I've all but stopped reading the articles, sharing with you the articles that come out that, you know, paint the big picture on it. You know, the happy days, smiling faces, articles off Bloomberg about how the economy is doing this or doing that. What I've found over the last couple of years doing these broadcasts and covering these news articles is that the material that you're hearing right here in these very brief Econoday website summaries on a daily basis when the numbers come out, the statistics come out, and as you know, liars figure, but figures don't lie. And it's pretty hard to budge this sort of stuff, but even these numbers are not necessarily accurate or reliable, all right? You can go up to shadowstats.com, visit with John Williams' website, and there's lots of other financial people out there that that track material, but John Williams, shadowstats.com, has more accurate and reliable information that you can find there. His newsletter is expensive, but what you can get for free just to glance through his website is more accurate and more reliable than the material that we get here. But this is the information right here that is then used to build every Tom, Dick, and Swingin' Harry website, blog spot, talk about, and so on and so forth on, you know, mainstream news. This is where they get the stuff. And then they just fill it in with experts say and examples and so on and so forth. But this is where the material really comes from, in my estimation. All right. But again, as expected, we're looking at retail sales. As expected, retail sales in March posted a strong gain on higher gasoline sales. Now, there's lots of reasons for higher gasoline sales, no less than the fact that the price of gasoline has gone up. We're only talking about the dollar amount. We're not talking about gallonage. You understand? So the higher the gasoline prices go, the boy, oh boy, look at this. We've got all of this activity in the gasoline market. But if you divide it by the gallons, it's a whole nother story. All right. But it continues here, and it says, helping to offset weaknesses in auto sales. So as the price of gasoline goes up and up and up and up, people's interest in buying an automobile, and especially a new one at $25,000, $30,000 a pop, is waning. And this is intentional. This is not a mistake. This is not accidental. They're trying to drive you out of your car. If you've listened to this broadcast for any length of time at all, you know the amount of energy and time and effort that we've put into understanding sustainable development. Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development out of the United Nations, came to us in 1992. Right, we're living it. We're actors on the stage. We're shareholders. You know, we're stakeholders and actors in this game. All right. Anyway, the costumers are yet to come. The March boost fell short of the median market forecast for a 0.5% rise. When we're looking at these numbers, also listen to the percentiles. You know, half of 1%. I've used this analogy before, but if I were to take a dollar and change it into pennies, and we had 100 pennies laying on the table in front of us, and I were to cut another penny in half and push it over to your stack, so you had 100 pennies and a half of a penny, would that 0.5% increase be important to you? No, of course not. A half a penny, what are you going to do with that? Excluding auto sales, gained 0.8%, so that's less than a penny added to your stack, following a 1.1% increase in February. That's another penny plus a fraction. An analyst had called for a 0.7% boost. February increases for headline and core. Now, these are the two types of inflation that are out there, the two types of numbers that they look at. Core is basically your food and gasoline, and headline is the rest of the stuff, I believe, if my memory serves me right. And I read this stuff so much, my brain just swims. But anyway, headline and core, originally estimated at 1% and 0.7% respectively. But, they say, spending is holding up overall. So, I mean, when you're dealing with things that you absolutely need, you absolutely have to have. Let's say you have a job and you need to have gasoline because you've got to go from your home to the job. Whether you like it or whether you don't like it, you're going to get into that gas line and you're going to get raped. All right? That's what you're going to do. I know you'll do it. You got to do it. How else are you going to get to work? Maybe you'll get creative, form a carpool or something like that. But you're going to have to go to work, and you're going to need to eat. Now, the things that you eat, you know, you're not going to be getting all this pre-processed food. You might do that still for another month or two. You'll go there, and you'll fill up with all the cakes and the candies and the drinks and the soft food. But eventually, you're going to get wise, and you're going to realize that you're getting raped not only at the gas station but at the grocery store, and so you're going to go back to the basics. You're going to look for rice. You're going to look for beans, fresh vegetables maybe over canned foods, but probably canned vegetables or frozen vegetables and rice and beans, a slice of bread of some sort or another, and the best bread possible, I hope, and some beef or something else. Right now, I don't know what other choices you've got besides beef. You could go to chicken, but if you knew how they raised chicken, you'd probably not eat another chicken in your life. If you knew how they made turkey, you probably wouldn't touch a turkey again either. This is this confined animal feeding operations. These are no more just birds out strolling around in the sunshine eating bugs and grass. They're going 20,000, 30,000 birds at a time on sawdust, basically, fed out of these long trays with mechanical grinders. The feed is so hot that these little chicks come and they get dropped in by the Mexicans, by the cageful, onto the floor. And just a few weeks later, they're already up big enough to slaughter. They call them broilers. When you go to the Stop and Rob and you buy those chicken wings, those hot wings, you're eating the wings off the end of a baby chicken's arm. Sorry to tell you that. Turkey ain't no better, baby. And hogs, they're raised in the sheds too. All right? So, you know, beef is about the only thing they're still raising outside. And so I stick with beef. I'm not going to eat any of the seafood these days, are you? Maybe you should just load up on some of that shrimp. Frozen shrimp by 50-pound boxes in the freezer cabinets. You know the ones I'm talking about. see how far you can go with your car exit. You won't need hot sauce. It's already there. Anyway, more a little bit further. Importantly, sales, excluding automobiles and gasoline in March, advanced 0.6%. That's less than 1%, so it's not much of an advance, following a 0.9% increase in February. Some of the components that are strong include, of all things, furniture and home furnishings, and that went up by 3.6%. So I guess people deciding that they're going to have to spend just one whole hell of a lot more time at home are looking for a new lazy boy. We've done worn out the cushions on this couch, honey. Push that thing out along the sidewalk and let's go get us a new couch. All right. Building materials. Well, I guess we're going to have to stay in this house longer, baby. So let's put a new deck on the back and call it good. Electronics and appliances. You know as well as I do that your electronics and appliances break on a weekly basis. This cheap Chinese plastic crap lasts a very short period of time. All right. But that's up about 2%. And then clothing. Clothing is only up 0.6%. So people are basically looking at that old pair of shoes looks really good to me. Let me put on that old sweater. These things are kind of all right there, you know. General merchandise was up the least. Okay, food services and drinking places bounced up by 1%. Overall retail sales on a year-ago basis in March slipped to 7.1% from 9.1% the prior month, so it's going down. And excluding motor vehicles, sales were up a year ago, 6.5%, following 6.8% in February. And then it continues. While the headline number came in below expectations, it also was strong. And even after discounting higher gasoline prices, they say spending is healthy. Spending is healthy. That's what a consumer in America is supposed to do. It's healthy for you to spend. The cost of filling up at the gas station may be cutting into discretionary income, but not yet spending. Well, of course, you're still going to have to spend, even if you have to pay more, for food and gasoline, right? Because when you buy food and gasoline, you actually are spending more. It's the hidden tax of inflation. While there's talk of a more moderate gross domestic product number for the fourth quarter, it is not because of the consumer. All right? So that's just some interesting stuff there. A lot of news in the news bin. I'll just give you some of the headlines. Australia is to use more than 50% of the carbon price revenue to help households. All right, now in many ways, this is what we call voluntary compliance or public buy-in. All right, this article by Gemma Daly, written for Bloomberg yesterday. Australian Climate Change Minister Greg Combet said more than 50% of the revenue raised by placing a price on carbon will be used to assist households. Now, how does that work out? They're going to tax somebody, and that'll be all the producers, and that'll be all the businesses and things like that. They're going to tax them for using more carbon, and then they're going to do what with that money, that extra money? They're going to turn around and they'll subsidize the households. So that'll be a wealth redistribution program once again, going after the people of means, the entrepreneurs, and giving it back to the people that are poor. Isn't that great? Out of your pocket into somebody else's pocket. And they're doing it on this specious nonsense of climate change and carbon prices. The government wants to introduce the measure in July before an emission trading system that may begin as early as 2015. Combet said revenue from the carbon price would go to households to support industry as they adjust and for clean energy investments. We'll be right back.
Know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And we're back once again, and intentionally today I'm trying to slow down just a little bit. I've been going so rapidly. I've got about 20 news articles I could easily blow through this morning and in this first hour. But I think I'm just slowing down just a little bit here so that we can spend a little more time on a couple of these articles, not try and cover quite so much news. It's out there. There's lots of material out there. And then next hour we'll talk about some other things. But, you know, to me, we could cover all of this sort of stuff and go through it, but if we go through it too fast, I've gotten some emails from people that are not following really where I'm going with all of this. I try and use the financial news and the environmental news and the legal news and all the newsy news to really underline what is happening in regards to the advance of sustainable development, Agenda 21, right? That's the real purpose of the news. Always got certain things in the basket. We look at politics. We've got to keep our eyes peeled on that. We look at the economy. We've got to follow that. We look at the law, because the law and public opinion, they shape legislation like you wouldn't believe. It influences, you know, so much in our life. We've got to pay attention to that. And then I always use environmental news articles that I find up in Bloomberg. And if you haven't visited their website, it's organized that way. It makes it real easy. They've got it set up by categories, and you can just jump from one to the next. But we've been looking at and following the environmental news now for years. And what we're seeing is that there is a tremendous amount of pressure that's being placed not only on governments. This is called public buy-in, all right? You say don't buy, say it all. Say, you know, you say no to public buy-in. And in order for you to be able to influence and impact your local elected officials and these various and sundry Soviets, councils, and boards, you need to know the environmental agenda better than they do, and then you need to be able to mobilize a force in your towns, in your cities, in your counties, and in your states to say no and to block the globalist agenda right where you are. And unless you can really speak with authority and let people know that, Don Quixote's windmills are not the answer for energy production. And with, some kind of the ability to be able to say that less than 17% of all of the energy that's consumed on this planet comes from these alternative sources. That means that we still have, over 80% of reliance upon nuclear, upon natural gas, and coal-fired power plants. All right? And so all of these various and sundry green ideas, all the green shoots, they all require what? Subsidization. They all require subsidies from you. They have to be sustained. All right? The idea of sustainable development is grounded in this one word, and that word is demand. Demand. And so the whole green movement, the whole climate change, man-made global warming, the whole thing is to generate demand for these products. For the products, for these CFL bulbs they had to come into existence, these mercury-laden CFL bulbs, light bulbs to replace incandescent bulbs in your house, they had to pass legislation and force the manufacturers of incandescent bulbs out of the United States and into the arms of China and Mexico, which is where most all of your light bulbs come from, if you've noticed, and they're going to move all of that production away, and they're going to force us to buy these expensive, dangerous bulbs, these fluorescent devices, all right? But that's what sustainable development is all about. It's sustaining demand for environmental and developmental concerns. And an environmental concern is not wringing your handkerchief over some poor polar bear doing a backstroke in the Arctic Ocean as he's looking for an iceberg to clamber out upon to eat his seal, baby seal, for breakfast. That's not an environmental concern. The environmental concerns are General Electric, Hitachi, Samsung, Iberdrola, whatever it's called, Avesta, and the others who are actually profiting from the green energy movement, Siemens and others, the big guys. And this is how it works. Here's the article, back to it again. The government wants to introduce this measure. Here's a quote. More than 50%, all right, will be used to assist households. Let's say it again. Combat said revenue from the carbon price. This is emissions trading system. Greg Combat, the Australian climate change minister. Wow. And to put this guy in a kangaroo and ride him out into the bush. Anyway, the government wants to introduce the measure. Combat said revenue from the carbon price, which has not yet been set, would go to households. Revenue is going to go to the households. Why? To support industry as they adjust and for clean energy investment. So the householder is going to be, through their voluntary compliance, every time you reach your hands out for unearned grants in aid, your compliance, your silence, your acceptance of those shekels, you have just done the buy-in that we talk about on this broadcast correctly, I believe, when we say don't buy hyphen in. There's more to the phrase than just don't buy. Don't buy is not going to solve anything. But what we don't want to do is we don't want to buy into the globalist agenda. And we do that through assent. That's what we mean when we say, just say no. Become vocal, local. All right? That's not complying. Voluntary compliance is the Republican way of stating it. Affirmative action is the Democratic way of saying it. Both of them affect the same goal. You're putting your hands out for unearned grants and aid. And this grants and aid, more than 50%, will be used to assist households, Combat said in a speech at the National Press Club in Canberra today, quote, millions of households will be better off under a carbon price and the assistance will be permanent. You're receiving a benefit. Why would millions of households be better under a carbon price and then have to be subsidized? Does that indicate to you that perhaps the price of your electricity is going to go up and up and up and up? And if you happen to qualify If you happen to be one of the millions of households that'll be better off, you'll be on public assistance. It may be a low-income housing subsidy for your energy. But everything else is going to go up. Now, who's kidding who here, Mr. Combet? If the price of energy goes up for everybody else, whether that be the grocery store, the distributors, the trucking companies, the manufacturing companies, all of the office buildings, the schools, the hospitals, and all the rest, if the price of electricity is going to go up and up and up, well, that little bit of money that the householders are going to receive in a subsidy check or a discount on their electricity bill, they'll turn right round and spend again in that hidden inflation that the entrepreneurs and the industrialists and the financiers are going to pass right along to whom? To the householders. So this article is really, you know, very illuminating because it shows us exactly where it's going to go. The government's two-party preferred support fell to an eight-year low of 45%, a news poll of survey of 1,130 people published in the Australian newspaper said. The poll had a margin of a multi-party climate change committee. We talk about two-party systems and multi-party systems. You know, the Europeans practice the multi-party system of socialism. In the United States, we have an established two-party system of socialism. In dictatorial places like Gaddafi's regime, there's a one-party system. Right? It's the parties and the factions that are causing us grief here. But anyway, that's an article I wanted to share with you in a little greater detail, simply because it shows what is going down when we talk about the idea of avoiding, at all costs, public buy-in. The change agents, change and guile, they come in, excuse me, and they dialogue people into consensus, whether you're dealing with an ICLEI situation, whether you're dealing with sustainable development or smart growth, it's always dialogue to consensus. And then the consensus is that the towns will buy in on the global agenda, Agenda 21. This article, Hitachi GE, submit proposal to dismantle the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant. Now, yesterday, one of our chatters, you know, was concerned they ought to just go ahead and entomb the Daiichi reactor. Well, unfortunately, dear, you know, sir, whatever, ma'am, what we have over there is that this reactor was built right on the sea, at sea level, right on the coast. You can see it in the photographs, all right? And so putting the analogy I put into the chat room yesterday, it would be like putting a bread bowl on top of a colander. If you're trying to keep water in a colander, the water's going to leak out the bottom. Putting a bread bowl on the top of the colander upside down isn't going to keep the leak from happening. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED.
Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Right, back once again, and welcome back to our Wednesday, April the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Mondays through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, just a very little bit of information, really, going way slow, all right? Going down to Radio Free America or something, reaching out to the global community that listens to this broadcast, I'm pleased to say. I didn't know I had such a wide outreach, but we do, thankfully. And hopefully with your help, you'll help, you know, help me to grow the size of the listening audience and let other people know the broadcast here. But I did receive an email yesterday that encouraged me to slow down a little bit. All right, we get a lot of information here, a lot of important information. Sometimes I blow through this material a little bit faster than some people can follow it, and that doesn't do anybody any good. You know, we get enough dizzy in this world, so I'm slowing down intentionally today. It's difficult for me to do, but I realize that we have a lot of people coming on at various stages in their walk. You know, some people in the past have asked me, why do you talk about the Joes? Well, because not everybody's in the same place in their understanding. It takes a long time to get all of these little parts and pieces lined up so that you can kind of, you know, it's like playing Monopoly, I guess. You can look around the board and you know where Park Place is and you know where Boardwalk is and the Balkan Avenue. Anyway, so we just kind of have to slow down a little bit today just to see how it looks. I'll listen to the archive, and if I think it works better slower, I'll try and be a little slower in the future as well. But this article is important. Hitachi, GE, submit proposal to dismantle the crippled Daiichi nuclear plant. All right, this is by Mariko Yasu and Maki Shirakai out of Japan, obviously. Hitachi and General Electric. Now, these are the two guys, the big guys, that were, you know, involved in putting this, building this Daiichi plant. And they put in plans, they've submitted plans to dismantle this crippled nuclear reactor complex, which is precisely what they need to do. If they were just to come along and dump concrete over the whole thing, number one, all they're doing is putting, like I say, a Band-Aid on a sucking chest wound. All right? You can't do that. They're going to need to disassemble this thing. What about all of this discussion? You know, these people getting exposed to radiation. My God in heaven, I mean, they got robots these days that are like sex toys. All right? Robots that would have sex with you. If we've got robots on the planet that could have sex with you, don't you think that maybe we could have some robots that would carry a fire hose? We got a robot that can carry a wrench. Why are we putting people at great risk in these kind of situations? It's just like when we go back and look at the catastrophe in the Gulf of Mexico with the Macondo Well Project in BP in Transocean. You know, if they don't have the tools in the box to deal with problems, all the potential problems, then they should not even be in the business of building these reactors. They shouldn't be in the business of deep sea drilling. If you don't have the tools in the box to fix any and all potential problems, and you're messing with something that could have substantial environmental impact and loss of life, then you are in over your head. Your business plan is a flawed model. It's just like when you go out and buy a new car. You know, look in the trunk, and what are you going to find in the trunk? You know, they're going to find a little tool roll, and it's going to have all of the basic tools that you need. Used to. I don't know whether they do it anymore or not. I haven't bought a car in decades. But they used to have a little tool roll in there, and it had a spark plug wrench, and it had a screwdriver and a pair of lock, you know, slip joint pliers, and it had a lug wrench and all that, you know, and the lug wrench was carefully designed so that you could get the, you know, hubcap off with the other end, and you know, so on and so forth, and a little jack. All right, you could just about, you know, you could just about get yourself back on the road again if you had a modicum of intelligence right there, you know, with a little tool roll. Well, obviously, these guys didn't have the tool roll necessary to deal with this meltdown, and they're getting punished for it now. When we come back, we'll find out a little bit more about that, and then we're going to go into some other material.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And for all of our listeners out there in AM and FM land, welcome back. We're on our second hour now of today's two-hour broadcast right here on Become Vocal Local. You can find our webpage at becomevocallocal.com, and you can also find all of our archives stored away carefully at oraclebroadcasting.com. Many ways to listen to the broadcast, and you're listening now. Anyway, back to the discussion. This is off the Bloomberg website. This is in regards to the crippled Daiichi nuclear plant. And we're looking at Hitachi and General Electric submitting plans to dismantle this crippled reactor. All right? That's what they need to do. They need to take this thing apart, decontaminate what they can decontaminate, recycle what they can recycle, and basically just bring it down. Don't just leave it there like some kind of a toxic skeleton standing in the air. They need to take this bad boy apart. The proposal, which also involves Exelon Corporation and Bechtel Corporation, was submitted on April the 8th, said Yuki, or Yuichi, Izumi Sawa. It's Yuichi Izumi Shitsawa, A Tokyo-based spokesman at the Hitachi Japan's second-largest maker of nuclear reactors. All right? Japan's second-largest maker of nuclear reactors. Hitachi, you know? It's like the Hitachi appliances you have in the house. He declined to specify details of the plan. The Hitachi-led proposal will vie against plans from groups led by Toshiba and Areva as Tokyo Electric Power, that's TEPCO, begins preparing a cleanup, a nuclear disaster that led to the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of inhabitants. Decommissioning, that's the term now, decommissioning the reactors may take 30 years and cost more than $12 billion to complete, engineers and analysts say. All right? So you've got to have this, you know, as we say about buying in gold and silver, for instance. You know, when you've got a buy-in strategy, but you got to have a get-out strategy. And if you don't have a buy-in strategy and don't have a get-out strategy, then you're either working with a faulty political plan, a faulty social plan, a faulty religious plan or theological plan. You're dealing with a faulty developmental plan, etc. Now, some of the common sense from the engineering community would have demanded in times past, if they weren't influenced by political and financial people so often and so strongly, there would have been these ideas involved in the design of the plant. It's not so much the building of the plant, but it's all the what-ifs that you have to take into account. These are the contingencies that you build into something. Certain multiple layers of safety go into the design of a bridge. A bridge, most of the time, could be built far lighter and far cheaper if you didn't have to worry about the what-if. But when you factor in the what-if, all these huge trucks come along and, oh man, they're all there, and there's an auto accident at the other end, and they're all, you got the whole bridge is loaded up with these 18-wheelers, and they're all loaded to maximum capacity, and then all of a sudden a major windstorm comes along with an earthquake. Will the bridge stand? And the engineers mull that stuff over. What do we do if? All right. Well, here, continuing, it's unclear how much the contract will be worth, but it's going to be a large amount, given it would take decades to complete, said Yuichi Ishida, a Tokyo-based analyst at Mizuho Investors Security. I'm trying to do my best with these Japanese names. I'm probably pretty close. This isn't, they say, ordinary dismantling. So there's going to be a lot more. You're going to continue to hear about it. People are going to wring their handkerchiefs. Going back to something I wrote in 2008, this was kind of like, I call it my vocal local spot, too. It's like various talking points, I guess, ways for me to crystallize my thinking about what do I mean when I say becoming vocal local. And you've heard this, Jeff Thomas, our stalwart friend that created the intros and the outros for the broadcast. This is what I wrote. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. That's the basic theme of becoming vocal local. It's taking it to them right where we are. All right? And then it continues. It says, this is not meant to give place to the globalist earlier maxim of think global and act local. Those are the bumper stickers that came out after the oil spill down in Santa Barbara and all of that. The Earth Day, the first Earth Day, the little cloisonne pins, the E symbol. All right, that's the old think global, act local. No, that's not what become vocal local is all about. This is the antithesis of, or even the very nemesis of, this globalism program. And we gave you a little bit of that program yesterday, reading from the World Hoax by Elmhurst, who the globalists are. Countering the craft and guile, I wrote, of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance. And when we say don't comply, that's what we're talking about, voluntary compliance and affirmative action. And it was a shock to me through my research, when I discovered that these two terms are basically synonymous. And again, it's the Republicans started to float this meme of voluntary compliance, whereas the Democrats had this idea of affirmative action, but they both get you to the same place. All right? So countering the craft and guile of the change agents' use. You know, change agents. When I started bringing that term out in the 2004 time period, it was relatively new. People weren't talking about change agents. But I think now, as Agenda 21 has spread all across America, more and more people are aware of who these change agents are, and we're learning how to pick them out in a crowd. You know, the bronze man or the bronze woman that comes in, the experts say, that come here to do a consensus meeting, a dialogue the people into consensus. Well, the change agents use, and they do this through craft and guile. They're not open up front and honest with things. They are always operating, you know, by deception we shall rule, right? You know where that comes from, a little box of rocks on the Mediterranean Sea. Yeah, deception, okay? Countering the craft and guile of the change agents' use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to affect implementation. That's what they want to do. They want to implement Agenda 21. They want to implement their action plans. That's all they're interested in, is implementing their plans. They're moving forward with a global agenda whether you want it or not. All right? Unless we block them and stop them. And how do they do that? They affect that implementation through public buy-in on my homepage. Become Vocal Local. Down on the right-hand side, you'll see Freedom Advocates. It's a hot link. You can click on that, and it should go still right back to the pages where on Michael Shaw's Freedom Advocate website, you'll see a write-up that I did when I was exposing FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning system. All right? If you'll look at that, and if you'll read that, you're going to find out about this idea of public buy-in. And they'll use anything, including nuclear reactor meltdowns, tsunamis, earthquakes, locust plagues, or anything that they can, any man-made or natural disaster. They use that, then, as a way to dialogue other county committees and county commissioners and boards and councils into buying into this idea of sustainable development. So using, blocking the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to do what? To affect implementation of public buy-in, Vocal Local, becoming Vocal Local, exposes the socioeconomic, that's very important. When we say socioeconomic, now we're talking about the captains of finance and industry. We're going back to Claude Henri Duverroy St. Simon and August Comte. Now we'll be right back.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so back once again into this little bio doc that I wrote up some time ago. This is not really what I wanted to do today, but I can see that, you know, I sometimes just anticipate that people would be so interested in what I'm saying that they'd rush back to the archives, and I'm mistaken in that. It's my error. Because, you know, you really do need to bring people along. People are not familiar with being able to access free archives on limited amounts and go back, and as they do, and more do all the time, apparently, then you can fill in some of these blanks, all right? But we started out on radio back in, I think it was early 2008, bringing this message back. But I did all this, parts of all of this, back in 2004 and 5 too. So it's not the first time that we've gone down this trail. But it's really important to understand these little phrases are more than just words. Most of what I do follows a method. I have an idea of where I'm going with all of this, even though it might not sound like it to you. But again, countering the craft and the guile, crafts, you know, the mysteries, mystery religion, guile, beguiling the serpent, you know, in the Garden of Eden, countering the craft and guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to affect implementation through public buy-in. And we could just encourage people to listen carefully and to take notes, and then dissect this material, verify it in your own research. Then we wouldn't have the confusion of somebody, you know, advocating people not to buy groceries, you know, from Wally World and buying at the mom and pop, even though both are supplied by associated grocers. Your mom and pop doesn't have anything to offer you today that you can't get at the big box stores. They get it from the same places. Ain't nobody in America today is hand looming garments and selling it in a small store in town. The only thing you're going to get at a small store in town is higher prices. It's a fact. Maybe a little more convenience because it's close. Right? And buying on Tuesday to punish the globalists on Thursday is ridiculous. Right? Sounds good, but ultimately it's of none effect. So let's continue. Countering the craft and guile of the change agents' use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to affect implementation through public buy-in exposes the socioeconomic, political, and theological underpinnings of the globalist what? Safety cult agenda. This is Agenda 21. You can go right to the book, the Orange Book, Chapter 7, 7.59. It's the promotion of a culture of safety. Everything around us today, and for the last 10 or 15 years, has focus on safety, 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 safety. How much money have we spent in your local area? How much money have we spent for those big new FEMA fire trucks, you know? A breathing apparatus and the jaws of life and all of these things that are totally unrelated to firefighting. Now, you know as well as I do when you read the newspapers that a house is very rarely put, you know, the fire in a house is very rarely put out. No. Why? Because FEMA is working directly with Travelers and some of the other insurance companies. They don't want that fire put out partially. They don't want to have to deal with a house that's half burnt. They want that boy to go all the way to the ground. Have you perhaps ever gone into a house that had been burned? and fixed back up again. The amount of work that it takes, I have. The amount of work that it takes to come into a house and gut it all out and strip it down to the wood and come in and wash all of the walls out, all the woodwork, cut out all of the partially burned or singed lumber and all of that, get all of that out of the house, the flooring, the floor joists, the rafters, the roofing, all of that has to come out. You have to scrub everything out, vacuum everything out perfectly, and then you've got to come back in and you've got to shellac, you've got to paint over all of the wood inside that frame to seal it. Otherwise, you can put it all back together again, new wood, new this, new that, new insulation, new vapor barrier, new drywall, new carpets, and it will still stink like a house fire. Now, the insurance company doesn't want the fire department to stop the house from burning. They want it to burn all the way to the ground, right down to the foundation. The reason the fire department arrives is to spray water on your neighbor's houses to keep them from igniting, and maybe to save a cat in the tree, or be valiant and take a young one out of a second-story window or something, right? But they're going to watch that house burn right to the ground. It happens here over and over and over again. But it's the globalist safety cult agenda. You can't get people to give up their farms along the Mississippi River Valley and move inland to higher ground if you just come and say, hey, this ground will flood. Dude, what are you, new? Of course it'll flood. This is flood ground. That's why we farm here. Yeah, the house might get flooded, but that's not the way it's going to go with the International Property Maintenance Code. They want you to get up, get out, and away. They want you to move away from all the water sources, move up off all of that ground, and move into one of these sustainable development communities, give up your tractor, give up all of your implements, and give up your car and your truck, too, so that you can run around town on one of these moving sidewalks or on an electric scooter or a rickshaw or a bicycle. They want you out of your cars, folks. And then exposing the globalist localism propaganda. You know, when I'm talking about getting started, getting really serious, developing a local voting precinct group, that's different from localism. And again, you need to understand how insidious this is, how deep it runs. It was all the way back, not only the Club of Rome, but go back to the Tavistock Institute. And look at this idea of localism, taking power to the edge. You know, we're not going to be able to survive on this planet comfortably if everybody's busy doing the victory gardens. That's not the idea at all. That's back to feudalism. What we have is a corrupt governmental system. They need to go. They're in our way. There's nothing wrong with going to the grocery and picking up grocery items. You love that stuff. Nobody's going to be self-sustaining. That's ridiculous. No one's ever tried it that ever wants to advance it. The best you could hope for is self-reliance, you know. And that's a fact. Think through it one time. Apply a little bit of logic to that idea. So anyway, again, we need to expose the globalist localism propaganda and reveal the true nature of this public-private partnership as nothing more than a move towards corporate fascism. Now, yesterday, I shared with you right out of Elmhurst's World Hoax that even as early as 1930s, everyone knew that fascism was just another form of communism, which is in itself just another one of the many faces presented by socialism. Socialism, if you want to just read the Communist Manifesto for yourself, I have it in abbreviated forms, but it's a book. You can read it. The Communist Manifesto by Friedrich Engels and Karl Marx. And just read it. But as you're reading that book, understand that Marx and Engels are basically hired pens. And they have been retained to do this work by the English positivists. And that's Fabian socialism, ultimately. The positivists, all right, they hired him. Marx is a guy, you know, that was a good writer, but this was not necessarily his idea. The difference really largely between communism and socialism is just communism is, you know, Trotsky's Rapid Rudy's road to success. Go ahead and kill the Tsar. Destroy the Romanov dynasty who held ground for 600 years. Anyway, it's just the fast way. And corporatism, corporate fascism, all of these words, they all mean the same thing. It's August Comte is fascinating. You know, he's the guy that coined the term sociology, created that science, the idea of putting man in a petri dish and slipping him under a high-powered microscope and making mankind the focus of a new science, trumping even philosophy. that idea is powerful and it has caught on. Socialism is based upon sociology. It's the study of man and learning every little nuance and, you know, about a human and how they live. And then we are ruled through the knowledge of what is man. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with oraclebroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so just down through the last couple of points here on this little thing that I wrote up, then I'm going to go to the report from Iron Mountain and we're going to talk about something different. But again, you know, we can think about this idea, and everybody's heard Karen Quinn Tostado 1,000 times in 1,000 places, you know, don't buy, don't comply and ask why. A lot of this is basically material that I've covered, you know, for years. But anyway, given it for whatever it is, and it's simplistic. For if we make things too simplistic, then we start losing it. And if we don't listen really carefully, then we sometimes don't understand what we're actually trying to accomplish with that. All right. But again, it's not just simply don't buy. It's don't allow public buy-in. No matter where you are, it's public buy-in. 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 Don't buy in. Don't buy into this crap. All right. When you give voluntary, you know, you voluntarily comply, and it's don't comply. When you voluntarily comply into this public buy-in system and you fail to understand that these benefits, just like we discussed, coming into Australia as a result of the carbon pricing that's going to come in, it's going to jack up the cost of their electricity, it's going to really raise the cost of everything. Everything. So you have all of these hidden taxes, but you'll get a little rebate, and they won't rebate anything to you. You'll just see it marked down on a markdown on your electric bill or your heat bill, all right? You'll have some special rate. In 10 years, you won't even remember why it was discounted, and then they'll just start creeping it back up. That's incrementalism, all right? But the public buy-in is the real issue there, all right? And then to not comply with that, the only way that you can actually and effectively stop that is you've got to get off the couch and go into town. You've got to go to these meetings and just say no. But they're just saying no is not enough, unfortunately. You need to have reasons why they need to say no. You need to enlighten their ignorance. You don't take people's liberty away. You don't take away their freedom. Thomas Jefferson said you enlighten their ignorance through education. And then we had Tom DeWeese on to share his method in this. And he says, go slow. Go slow. You know, sometimes you come in with a bullhorn blazing, you know, and everybody's got their T-shirts on. You can defeat yourself with your enthusiasm. So sometimes you have to go slow and realize that we're all in a different place in becoming vocal local. And because we're at different places in this becoming, this evolution, if you will, I don't care for the term, but using it in the context of Henry Bergson, we can deal with it, creative evolution. We're all at different places, but we expose this stuff. And there's a lot more that we can talk about, but I've gone as far as we can. But wherever it is attempted, Vocal Local refuses to accept international, federal, or state grants and aid, realizing that whenever a people reach out for unearned shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. So you look at your own life and see if that's not a true statement. Is that a truism in your life? When you accept public education for your young ones, they will no longer, in some places in this country and probably soon to be everywhere, no longer allow you to send Johnny or Jane to school with a lunch, sack lunch. All that good homemade bread and those fresh cookies and all that, forget it. They're going to have to eat out of the hog slop with the rest of them. After all, we have to be equal, right? And you're going to pay more and more and more for that free education on your property taxes every year going forward. So every time we reach out for these unearned shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. I don't care whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, your driver license. Look anywhere. It's all there. We need to learn how to say no to that. We don't buy that stuff. We don't comply with that stuff. And we just say no and become vocal local. Now this, the report from Iron Mountain, rather interesting read on the possibility and desirability of peace with the introductory material by Leonard Lewin. I've had this book in my library for many years. Let's see, I think I read it in 2000, looks like 2003 here. Yeah, 2003. But anyway, I'm going to jump right to Section 4, War and Peace. This is a rather interesting book. It's a book that shook the White House. The U.S. News and World Report said, the report from Iron Mountain unveils a heretofore top-secret report of a government commission that was requested to explore the consequences of lasting peace on American society. How come we can't get through a decade without another war? Now we're in Gaddafi's Libya. Well, the shocking results of the study, as revealed in this report, led the government to conceal the existence of the commission. They had found that, among other things, peace may never be possible. That even if it were, it would probably be undesirable. And that, quote, defending the national interest, close quote, is not the real purpose of war. That war is necessary. That war deaths should be planned and budgeted. Report from Iron Mountain tells the story of how the project was formed, how it operated, what happened to it. It includes the complete verbatim text of the commission's heretofore classified report. I share with you Section 4, War and Peace as Social Systems. We have dealt only sketchily with proposed disarmament scenarios and economic analyses, but the reason for our seemingly casual dismissals of so much serious and sophisticated work lies in no disrespect for its competence. It is rather a question of relevance. To put it plainly, all these programs, however detailed and well-developed, are abstractions. The most carefully reasoned disarmament sequence inevitably reads more like a rules of a game or a classroom exercise in logic than like a prognosis of real events in the real world. Now, if you'll jump up and visit with this INET organization and the Bretton Woods Conference, George Soros' group, the Institute for New Economic Thinking, as I suggested yesterday, and listen to George Soros' presentations, you're going to find much of the same verbiage given yesterday as it was so many years ago in the report from Iron Mountain. This is true of today's complex proposals as it was of the Abbé de Saint-Pierre's plan for perpetual peace in Europe 250 years ago. Some essential element has clearly been lacking in all these schemes. One of our first tasks was to try to bring this missing quality into definable focus. And we believe we've succeeded in doing so. We find that at the heart of every peace study we've examined, from the modest technological proposals to the most elaborate scenarios for universal peace in our time, lies one common fundamental misconception. It is the source of the miasma of unreality surrounding such plans. It is the incorrect assumption that war, as an institution, is subordinate to the social systems it is believed to serve. You see, for mankind, it may very well be that war among men is as essential as building a beehive for the bees or an anthill for the ants. It's as much part of us as our feet and our hair and our eyes and our fingernails. At least that's what this report would have you believe. This misconception, although profound and far-reaching, is entirely comprehensible. Few social cliques are so unquestionably accepted as the notion that war is an extension of diplomacy, or of politics, or of the pursuit of economic objectives. If this were true, it would be wholly appropriate for economists and political theorists to look on the problems of transition to peace as essentially mechanical or procedural, as indeed they do, treating them as logistic corollaries of the settlement of national conflicts of interest. If this were true, there would be no real substance to the difficulties of transition, for it is evident that even in today's world there exists no conceivable conflict of interest, real or imaginary, between nations or between social forces within nations that cannot be resolved without recourse to war. There's nothing. As I've said before, when you come down to war, you come down to fisticuffs, you come down to blows, knives, guns, and daggers. When you get down to that point, you're right back to all men against, at war against all men. You're right back into the laws of the jungle. When the talking stops and the fists start flying, you've reverted back to the most basal level. And yet, it seems to be a recurring theme. A little bit more. And if this were true, the economic analyses and disarmament proposals we have referred to, plausible and well-conceived as they may be, would not inspire as they do an inescapable sense of indirection. The point is that the cliché is not true, and that the problems of transition are indeed substantive rather than merely procedural. Although war is used as an instrument of national and social policy, the fact that a society is organized for any degree of readiness for war supersedes its political and economic structure. War itself is the basic social system within which other secondary modes of social organization conflict or conspire. It is the system which has governed most human societies of record as it does today. Once this is correctly understood, the true magnitude of the problems entailed in a transition to peace, itself a social system, but without precedent except in a few simple pre-industrial societies, becomes apparent. At the same time, some of the puzzling, superficial contradictions of modern societies can then be readily rationalized. We'll pick it up right there with that rationalization after these words from our sponsors.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I'm torn between continuing from the report from Meyer Mountain or just jumping over to this. I think I'll go here, too. Let's get this behind us. And this out of the textbook here. The Growth of Philosophic Radicalism by Eli Halevi. The home of philosophic radicalism. This book is the fount that I used as the namesake there in that idea, the home of philosophical radicalism, the growth of philosophic radicalism. It's something real, folks. It's another one of these isms right out of England. But here's an interesting little bit, and this is on page 190 of this text. It goes this way, thus with pain, that would be Thomas Paine, thus with pain, the democratic philosophy returns to the philosophical tradition of Hume and Adam Smith. That is to say, the philosophy of utility. This is the beginning of the utilitarians. Instances are not wanting, wrote Paine, to show that everything which government can usefully add thereto has been performed by the common consent of society without government. Again, it has been performed by the common consent of society without government, close quote. We have already come across this tendency separate to two concepts in Hume and in Adam Smith and in Priestley. We have seen how Thomas Paine, from the time of the American Revolution, drew revolutionary consequences from it. He now developed this thesis with fresh energy. The abolition of all regular government, far from necessarily resulting in the dissolution of society, should, according to Paine, act in the opposite way and strengthen the social bond. You see, sometimes we need to figure out what our founders really had in mind. And it continues this way. For governments, this is Thomas Paine, for governments are military in their origin and the social, for governments are military in their origin and in the spirit of the institutions, founded by robbers and bandits, by conquerors and usurpers, born of war, they are organized for war and live by war. Why is the origin of all existing governments wrapped in deep obscurity? It is because it is to the interest of the governments to conceal the antisocial nature of their origin. They know it is to their direct interest to perpetuate national prejudices and national hatreds, to prevent the people from understanding that their interests are in reality but one. Such is the philosophy of war as opposed to the philosophy of commerce. War, Paine writes, is the faro table of governments, and nations are the dupes of the game. Why are governments so costly? It is because in order to justify their existence, they have to make war, and war is costly. It is also because they transport into even the interior of the countries which they govern the system of rapine which they have become accustomed to practice against their enemies. Now they make war in order to find pretexts for increasing the mass of taxes. Government is the art of conquering at home. See how much work we have to do? We have a full plate of things that need to be accomplished in our lifetimes. We're going to turn this insanity around. Once, back to the report from Iron Mountain, once this is correctly understood, the true magnitude of the problems entailed in a transition to peace itself, a social system, but without precedent and except in a few simple pre-industrialized societies, it becomes apparent. At the same time, some of the puzzling, superficial contradictions of modern societies can then be readily rationalized. The unnecessary size and power of the world war industry. You could read more about that perhaps tomorrow, right out of the encyclopedia. The preeminence of the military establishment in every society, whether open or concealed, the exemption of military or paramilitary institutions from the accepted social and legal standards of behavior required elsewhere in the society, they're exempt. The successful operation of the armed forces and the armaments producers entirely outside of the framework of each nation's economic ground rules. A $617 billion war budget, and the clowns in Congress are quibbling over abortion. These and other ambiguities, closely associated with the relationship of war to society, are easily clarified. Once the priority of war-making potential as the principal structuring force in society is accepted, economic systems, political philosophies, and corpora juris serve and extend the war system, not vice versa. It must be emphasized that the precedence of a society's war-making potential over its other characteristics is not the result of the threat presumed to exist at any one time from other societies. It ain't Al-Qaeda. This is the reverse of the basic situation. Threats against the national interest are usually created or accelerated to meet the changing needs of the war system. Brotherhood of Islam, Islamic Brotherhood, give us a break. Only in comparatively recent times has it been considered politically expedient to euphemize war budgets as defense requirements. Defense budgets, you know. The necessity for governments to distinguish between aggression, or bad, and defense, good, has been a byproduct of raising literacy and rapid communication. The distinction is tactical only. a concession to the growing inadequacy of ancient war organizing and political rationales. Wars are not caused by international conflicts of interest. Proper logical sequence would make it more often accurate to say that war-making societies require and thus bring about such conflicts. NATO, Middle East, spontaneous revolution in Egypt, Tunisia, Morocco, Yemen, Oman, Bahrain, Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, Jordan. Do not be easily misled. Again, the capacity of a nation to make war expression the greatest social power it can exercise, war-making, active or contemplated, is a matter of life and death on the greatest scale, subject to social control. It should, therefore, hardly be surprising that the military institutions in each society claim its highest priorities. We find further that most of the confusion surrounding the myth that war-making is a tool of state policy stems from a general misapprehension of the functions of war. In general, these are conceived as to defend a nation from military attack by another, or to deter such an attack, to defend or advance a national interest, economic, political, ideological, to maintain or increase a nation's military power for its own sake. These are the visible or ostensible functions of war. If there were no others, the importance of the war establishment in each society might in fact decline to the subordinate level it is believed to occupy, and the elimination of war would indeed be procedural matter rather than the disarmament scenarios suggest. But there are other, broader, more profoundly felt functions of war in modern societies, and it is these implied, invisible functions that maintain war readiness as the dominant force in our societies. And it is the unwillingness or the inability of the writers of disarmament scenarios and the reconversion plans to take them into account that has so reduced the usefulness of their work and that has made it seem unrelated to the world we know. And so closes that chapter. Again, that's the report from Iron Mountain on the possibility and the desirability of peace, where we discover that it's neither possible nor desirable to have peace. Peace. And there will be no peace. This Institute for New Economic Thinking, again, just in the closing moments, you can find it up on the web. It's http://inet.org. And on there, this is the Bretton Woods 2 now, Bretton Woods 2. And on there, there are a variety, a large number of panelists speaking. I received an email earlier this morning from Vicki Davis, and I agree with her sentiment that this is some of the more honest discussion we've heard in some time. The globalists know that their system is broken. They don't have any ideas. George Soros is trying to come up with a new paradigm to replace the Keynesian and the rationalist system. And they're not sure that they have agreement. They're not sure that they have consensus. So it might be worth your time and mine to continue reading and listening to these videos, watching these videos, and filling up your mind with the new economic paradigm. It's on us, and we'll be back again tomorrow. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.